It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, and thanks for choosing us. 3 weeks till the election, and we'll keep you posted between here and there. Meanwhile, I think a lot of us love to hear about what's to come. In downtown Pittsburgh is home of Point Park University, and we're honored to have with us Dr. Chris Brusselis, who's been president since last February. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
You've had some pretty significant announcements. So when you took over as president of Point Park University, you started to reimagine and have a vision for the future. So I'll let you, I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, that's right. I mean, I think that the stars aligned. You know, we're the downtown university, and we start a pretty robust strategic planning process, Pioneer Vision 2030. We engage the entire university community, our stakeholders in the community, and we started imagining, you know, we're the downtown university and downtowns are in transformation. And unfortunately, the office workers aren't going to come back in droves. And we believe that downtowns are going to be driven by the creator economy. They're going to become centers of arts, entertainment, recreation. And guess what? That's our sweet spot. So, you know, we think that, we are very well positioned to bring more vitality and to revitalize downtown. You know, we're growing as a university. Our plan is working. We are up in enrollment. We're unfortunately a lot of colleges and universities kind of in our class, the private independents are down and we're up. And so the plan is working. You know, Larry, we have an opportunity to bring another 1,000 people, students living, working, learning and playing downtown. And then after we do that, we'll bring another 1,000. I mean, who else can do that? It's a great opportunity for Point Park, and I think it's a great opportunity for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know some of your very impressive alum, including Bob Pompiani, Pompin Ain't Easy.
That's right.
And then our producer, Erin Farragonio, is one of your former dancers, and she's been a great asset to us. But what is the conception of or perception of Point Park is exactly that? I mean, you have this rich entertainment connection too, and have placed a lot of talent in the entertainment industry. But what's your vision for Point Park moving forward? How should we look at this gem in downtown Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we have this exceptional conservatory performing arts. It's right now I'm in LA and it's 30 out here. And we're out here meeting with exceptional alumni. I think the opportunity here is, and one of the things that we're pulling off is, our growth is we're looking at our strengths, and that's the conservatory. We're creating synergies among our other 5 schools. We have 6 exceptional schools. And so that's how we're going to pull this off. One of the things that we did is we just brought in the Urban Land Institute. And this is basically there's an Urban Land Institute ULI chapter in just about every major city. And we brought in a panel of experts from around the country, you know, experts in architecture, developers, real estate experts, urban planners, economists. And we had them go through an exercise at the end of April. Look at Point Park and its positioning downtown, robust stakeholder engagement process, talk to about 70 stakeholders. You know, what can we do to leverage? And this study was just released, I think it was last Thursday. And it validated some of the things that we were thinking of and also identified new opportunities. So, you know, as part of this, you know, we're one of the things that the ULI brought up was, you know, looking at Pittsburgh's Fourth River of Concrete, the Boulevard of the Allies. It cuts right through the middle, right through the middle of the college campus. You know, are there opportunities to tame that down, to, you know, create more residential living and more vitality around that corridor? You know, another opportunity is, you know, you have Point Park University anchored at the Monongahela River, right? The our South Shore. And you have the Cultural District anchored at the Allegheny River, the North Shore. Is there an opportunity to create a corridor, a cultural corridor between, those are the two largest property owners downtown. And so, you know, we're looking at, you know, creating this, these cultural amenities, you know, bolstering our focus in arts, entertainment technology and media, overlaying an accelerator. We have Audrey Russo, the head of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, involved. You know, what are some things that we can do to infuse arts and technology and develop intellectual property and entrepreneurship in that zone? You know, and the other thing that was brought up was housing. I mean, Oakland is busting at the seams. Pitt is growing. You know, is there, there's a university line going to be created right from Oakland to the center of downtown. Is there an opportunity to look at interinstitutional housing, you know, collaborating with Pitt, Carnegie Mellon, Carlo for housing? You know, what a great place to live if you're a graduate student in Oakland, but downtown. You know, so we'll need more housing with our growth. And then this ULI study identified kind of the crown jewel that we're looking at is there's an opportunity. We need a place to gather. We're making a big push into live entertainment, and that's a downtown community event center.
And you're going to get some help on that connection between Oakland, Chris. As you know, they're working on that rapid transit opportunity that we've been waiting decades for that will Yes. really truly link downtown and Oakland and open up a whole world of opportunities. Well, to be continued, excited about your expansion plans of the future. I didn't realize you were going to join us from L.A. Sorry about the early wake-up, but
No.
Appreciate your time, and we'll talk again when you get back.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick.
The president of Point
Thanks
Park
lot, Larry.
University.
It's,
That's all right. It's early. I get it. Believe me, every day at 3 a.m. Thanks, Chris.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.